This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You got something that made you say hell to the no? You've had 4 days full of it. 4 days with family, 4 days of shopping, 4 days of...
4 days was enough!
4 days of whatever the heck you were doing. What happened that made you say hell to the gnaw? Can I go first?
I went to go
pick up something on Friday in the evening thinking, oh, I bought something from Best Buy, a Black Friday deal. I'll pick it up in the store.
Yeah.
Surely the store pickup line can't be that long. People are going into the store to shop. So I get there and I have to park in the auxiliary parking lot at Best Buy in Southridge, which was the first hell to the gnaw.
I don't even know what that is, the auxiliary parking lot.
There's like two parking lots to the one in Southridge. There's one like right in front of Best Buy, and then there's another parking lot back behind that TGI Fridays for like employees. It's like a overflow parking lot. That was full.
Where is the Best Buy
Best Buy in Southridge. The one in Southridge didn't move.
Inside of it?
No.
Parking. I'm talking
down
about
by Fridays.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the parking lot behind there.
I'm real confused there for a second.
Is it an overflow of the parking lot? And then the line backed all the way up 20 people deep for the store pickup.
Thinking this line
will go quick. You're just showing someone a receipt and picking something up. No. The guy four people in front of me had been there for 45 minutes.
Oh, God.
It was a mess. Never go out on Black Friday if you don't have to.
I agree. I spent the whole day on the phone with Amazon, and I was ready to kill somebody at the end of it.
God, what happened?
My son's Kindle, this is nothing new. I'm sure parents totally can relate to this. You can text to 71037. They continue repeatedly. We've been through four Kindles.
Yeah.
Why my mom keeps buying them, I told her stop already. Stop enabling Amazon with the Kindle. They suck.
Do they?
The port breaks nonstop, the charging port.
It
broke on one. We had to get another. It broke on Hudson's. I had to call. We got a warranty this time, and they said, just send it back in. We'll get you another one in 2 weeks if we can't replace it. I go, I'm sorry, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And then he goes, well, if you want it quicker, you can send us $15, and we'll try to do it quicker. I'm like, so I should pay you for the warranty on the piece of crap that I got from you. And I said to the guy on the phone, I said, you know what? Just send me the label to send the Kindle in and get it fixed, and I'll never buy a Kindle again, just so we're clear. Like,
no.
Parents ask me, I'm like, I don't even recommend them to parents. I'm like, don't bother.
No.
And my neighbor has the same problem. I talk to other parents. There's something wrong with the charging port. They break nonstop.
Go with an iPad or an iPad mini.
I will.
It's a better way to go.
I will.
Uh-huh.
I've never been so irritated.
Here's a hint. Go to the Apple website. They have a refurbished section where you can get them from cheaper. They're like refurbished through Apple.
Like my Mac.
Yes, like your Mac. You can go to their website. And you can get a refurbished iPad or iPad Mini.
I'm done with the Kindle situation.
Yeah,
they
right.
Can just
dude, seriously.
Suck it. I don't know how they're still in business with the Kindle the way they break. It blows my mind.
Well, they got that little shipping thing, you know, that Prime thing, I guess.
Pay $15 right? for your warranty. Great.
Right. You got a hell to the no? You can text it to 71037. We'll read them. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.